Unfortunately, the reality as I speak to you today that there are 341 people on the waiting list here in Donegal, and it's going to be, and they're going to be on the list for quite a while until somebody leaves that list. And what that means are two things: that somebody unfortunately passes away, or else they're sent in to a care home. Now, the reality is that we have home workers, home health workers who go out there every day, extremely committed and hardworking, and those who try to deliver it from a management perspective as well. But what the government wants to see is that that service downgraded so that the private market can meet that need. And what that means is that private companies will come in and are in and look for profit in relation, look for profit off our families, our loved ones who are not well enough to look after themselves. And that is purely greed, and I think it's immoral. And the government knows what they're doing. It's the same way that they're working the HSE to downgrade it, to allow for private healthcare, for private hospitals. Capitalism ripping right through our taxpayers' money and trying to make wealth out of our unfortunate situation. For example, there are people out there who are lying in bed in hospitals, not being able to discharge, being discharged because there isn't a home care package put in place in terms of somebody being allocated to help the families, to help the individuals, look after and support them at home. Not acceptable. Again, last year I had a man who was in hospital for nearly 2 years because they couldn't put a healthcare package in place. And this is absolutely unacceptable and it's unmoral.
But the HSE may very well argue that staffing is at the root of the problem, that they are actively, continuously trying to recruit the necessary people, but they just can't get them.
I would disagree. I've been working on this for quite an awful long time now. As others, and I have to acknowledge that Paul Murphy, TD, who's helping me with this, and Councillor Declan Meehan, who's very active in this question as well. So at the end of the day, that the government are driven, and that includes the government TDs here in the Northwest, and that need that be Donegal, Sligo or Leitrim, who clearly supports the government's policy in this year. There's a massive drive towards privatisation. And again, I think it's unmoral and it's not acceptable that private companies will make profit out of people's ill health.